God, take our minds and think through them, take our hands and work through them, take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. There is nothing that we can do to make God love us more, and there is nothing that we can do to make God love us less. And because of this, we are called to live by a different measure. Today we read the Beatitudes, Jesus' Sermon on the Plain in Luke's Gospel. Framed as a series of blessings and woes, it then moves into an explication of how to treat your enemies, before ending with that golden rule: treat others with the respect that you would demand of them for yourself. We have tamed this message of this profound scriptural proclamation to sound something like be fair and be kind, when it is really telling us that if we are to follow Christ, then we have to do better. And it begins with loving our enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Turn the other cheek. Give the shirt off your back. Give to those who ask and take alike. Expect nothing in return. This sounds ridiculous, right? It sounds like someone with really bad boundaries and no norms. And yet, that is the key to how we are called to live as disciples of Jesus. Expect nothing in return. This is countercultural in a culture that is steeped in the ideas of fair exchange and return on investment. I'll treat you well, but I expect the same in return. I'll love you if you love me. If you do good things for me, then I'll do good things for you. And I'll give you something now, but you better give me in return. In today's gospel, Jesus insists that when we reduce our interactions with others to this quid pro quo, then we reduce love and kindness and mercy to mere commodities. Now, true love, the kind of love that God teaches us, it isn't caught up in this exchange. It's a kind of love that expects nothing in return. A love like that, a love that is completely free and unbounded, that's what we call grace. And we may think of grace primarily as that unmerited and saving love of God, but this is exactly the love that Jesus called us to live into as people created in the image of God. And here's my I statement. This is really hard. And not just for enemies, but for everyone. I mean, think about it. How hard is it to love just one person unconditionally, let alone everyone? And not just love in that way, but to make that way of loving the center of how we live our entire lives. That is really, really hard. You might even say, that's impossible. And yet, have you ever met someone who did that in just a small way? Who listened to you so well that you not only felt heard but seen? Who showed up when you really needed them to show up? Who called you on your crap when you really needed somebody to do that and then gave you wisdom, not just advice? Someone who shined the light of Christ on you and helped to dispel your fears. We call people who give us glimpses like this of grace-filled love saints. And whether living or departed, these saints show us that it is possible to dip into that deep, well of God's love and extend it to others. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day, where we remember those who have come before us in faith, who now make up the communion of saints. We're also capping off our stewardship program, and we'll be gathering and blessing our pledges for the coming year at the altar shortly. These two things are connected in that it was those who came before us who made this community a place where we now find this grace-filled love. And it will be us who give to sustain this community so that it will continue to be a beacon of love and light for all to see. So whether it's today in a few minutes, or next week, or next month, I hope that you will make a pledge as a sign of love received and love given. No gift is too big, and no gift is too small. More than one person has said to me recently that it's the act of pledging itself that's most important, and I totally think that's true. Even if it's just $5, even if it's just signing your name on a pledge card to say that you're here and you are committed to shining your light in this community, that is enough. Because there is nothing that we can do to make God love us more. And there is nothing that we can do to make God love us less. We are enough. And we just have to remember that and then do our best every day to love the world around us without measure. Amen.